It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
So, I discovered that I have not been publishing anything I've been recording in the last, I don't know, month. So, and I know I have something from just a couple days ago I need to get published out there, and I'll probably hopefully remember to publish this one as well. Obviously, I can't talk today either. So, yeah, I am remembering to record. I'm actually, there's got to have been almost a dozen sitting out in Auphonic waiting to be finalized, and just never was, because I totally forgot about doing this. So, yeah, I'm totally sorry, because I decided I'm not going to publish them, because all of a sudden getting 6, 7, whatever it was, posts out in one day is getting a little ridiculous. But then, I usually post-date them, but if you're post-dating multiple things, it's, yeah. So I decided just to pull them. I don't even know what they're all about anymore. But, yeah, so I didn't post them. I'm a bad podcaster, I guess. So, on the plus side, we got beautiful weather today. Sun is shining. Mostly sunny, I guess we'll call it. There's a few clouds, high clouds, nothing that's really blocking the sun out. And since our massive slam of snow in February, or in the, from Jan, was it January? Basically all of February and a little bit into March, it's been basically dry. And what I mean by basically, so I think we've had a few sprinkles, mist a little bit here and there, but nothing significant, nothing that affected our river levels or anything like that. So we have been kind of holding steady and hoping we kind of hold steady for at least a little while longer. I did see a rain system out in the future, but I haven't really done too much looking at that yet. The other thing I'm trying to figure out is how to handle weather posts for this, for the rain season, I guess I'll call it. Because, I'm looking for the stuff to make sure people are aware about and be alert about. So, you know, and that kind of falls in line with when the National Weather Service is, I call it marketing, is marketing, hey, be warned, things are going to get serious here. But on the other hand, heavy rain is something to be warned about if you're traveling and you want to know, or, you know, heavy rain what might be a factor in whatever you're doing. So, obviously, the threat of thunderstorms or even the threat of thunderstorms is generally not too big of a deal, although they tend to sometimes get into severe thunderstorm range. The threat of severe thunderstorms isn't obvious, because there'd be heavy winds, there could be any number of things that come out of a severe thunderstorm. A heavy rain, have strong winds, I guess. Obviously, if there's tornado risk, that's a thing to be alerted about. And the other part of that is typically, I go based on what National Weather Service releases typically. They're not releasing that until early morning, and I'm just not very conscious in the morning. I mean, I'm totally not a morning person. Some people say it's a myth. I totally 100% disagree. Try and talk to me the second I get up, and you'll see why. I am not a happy person right away in the morning. Never have been. I don't think I'll ever will be. So I'm not quite sure how this is going to work out yet. And maybe I'll just put a poll out on the Facebook page saying, hey, what would you like to see for summer? And I kind of outline, yes, it's going to have severe thunderstorms. Yes, it's going to have risk of tornadoes, risk of hail, things like that. But what else would you want to know in summer? So I might put something together like that, post that out. I have just had no energy when I get home most days from work. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm playing too much of an extrovert at work that I'm just exhausted. Or if, I mean, on top of that, we're running with the kids most nights for one thing or another. So that does not help either. But, yeah, we're I'm just trying to get my energy back. Got to get our taxes done because that's due here in another, 13 days. Today is April 2nd, 2019. And you are listening to the Mike Wills Podcast. And I'm a little inspired by the Encaffeinated One on his podcast. He just starts talking, gets in the mode of mind. He's like, oh yeah, I should probably identify what this is you're listening to. And the intro and outro kind of covers that too. I might try and tighten up that intro and outro a little bit just to kind of change things up a little bit as I get time, get energy. But takes energy, and thusly why I haven't done any of my podcasting or my weather podcast stuff yet, because of said need of energy. So, yeah. I think this is good for this time. Hopefully you hear this. Hopefully you hear it on time. Or you at least get published on time. Thanks for listening. I do really appreciate it. This is just a simple audio blog. This is not meant to deliver you lots of important information. This is more me rambling while I'm driving. So thanks for listening very much, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.